Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Now, you know that I spend a lot of time on Facebook. And I came across something that just made my blood boil. A young lady down at Metoica Middle School, a seventh grader, who wants to be a police officer, and apparently has wanted to be a police officer for the longest time, was subject to outrageous abuse in the school. Now, her mom posted the story on Facebook, and as I said, I saw this and my blood boiled, and we've been able to track her down. I'm happy to say she's with her. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Do you mind sharing with everybody exactly what happened with your daughter?
Oh, happy to. So yesterday she went to school just like normal and called my husband after second period, I think it was, and to tell him that she had gotten to school and someone had scribbled her name out of the desk seating chart and written racist across her desk. And she reported it to her teacher, and she wanted to let us know what was going on. So my husband immediately called me, and I called the school to talk with the principal. The secretary informed me that she was busy and that they would get back in touch with me. I let the secretary know why I was calling. Later in the afternoon, I still hadn't heard back from them, and I wanted to talk to them before the school day was out. So I called back, and I got in touch with the principal, Ms. Russell, and I guess she just couldn't hear my topic or what I was trying to talk about. She just informed me that, you know, she really wasn't happy with the fact that Hallie had called us directly and had bypassed her, and that things were going on in the school that she didn't know about. She hadn't had time to investigate. And she wanted to assure me that Hallie would not be dress code violated for the mask she had on. And so, you know, I tried to get her to understand that, you know, the conversation was about the remark written across my daughter's desk, not about her calling me. My kids can call me anytime, or about the mask she was wearing.
So, Let's let everybody know about the mask that she was wearing. It was
the thin blue line.
Thin blue line. Okay, thin blue line, which I happen to be wearing on my right wrist at this point. In fact, I have two thin blue line bracelets on. I'm looking directly at my right side. I've got a thin blue line flag hanging on my wall. I'm looking at a variety of challenge coins. This is what unifies, what brings together those who are in law enforcement and those who support law enforcement. There is nothing at all objectionable about it. And yet this, if I understand it, Catherine, this is what set some people off, right?
Yes, exactly. We had another conversation today in person with the other principal at the school, and he informed us that they had interviewed some of the children that shared that desk, and those kids had expressed that they are offended by Hallie's mask, even though, you know, they're all allowed to wear the mask of their choice. There's no dress code regulation in Chesterfield County Schools for any kind of Black Lives Matter, Trump, thin blue line. The kids are allowed to wear them. So, you know, the principal said that they tried to explain to the kids that just because a person supports one organization doesn't mean that they hate the other.
That's right.
But, you know, they don't understand that Hallie's support is the fact that her stepfather is a 23-year officer with Tuscarawas County.
Wow.
And people don't understand what these kids feel like when they don't know if their parent is coming home at the end of the day. All these kids are proud of their parents and what they do and where they work, but they don't have that fear of, is my stepdad coming home today? Is my mom coming home today? Yeah. They don't live the life of what these children live.
So some of these kids then scribble out her name, write that horrible slur across there. The principal then looking into the students that wrote the horrible slur, or trying to figure out how to punish your daughter for wearing the mask?
No, she wanted to just assure me that she was not going to be punished for wearing the mask, which, like I said, made no sense because there's no dress code violation for that.
Right.
But then, you know, basically she just kept on about the fact that Hallie had called home and told us without telling them that she should have known about it first, which is completely pointless to me based on the slur written across her desk.
Right. I mean, here you've got somebody basically saying, hey, yeah, we know really bad things happened to your daughter, but your daughter didn't check box number one. So
exactly. That's
that is absurd. That is absolute nonsense. So tell me where we are, Catherine. I read this. I know there have been a lot of people that have stepped up and said, we'd like to help. Where are we today with this situation?
Today we're no further than we were yesterday. I mean, the school has said they're looking into it. They probably won't find out who did it unless, you know, one child talks too much and, you know, rats the other one out. So they don't expect to do that. The sad part about all of this for me is Hallie's gotten several calls from several teachers who, one of them was in tears, and they are scared to speak up. They're scared to say anything. They're scared of being accused of racism themselves. They're scared of, you know, the changes that are going on in the school system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so nobody's going to speak up for my child there. The other parents that have contacted us that have said, hey, my kid is going through the exact same thing there. My kid's being terrorized on the bus and being called racist over listening to country music. You know, my kids are being terrorized over the things that they are reading and wearing. You know, I had no idea in this little area of the county that it was as bad as it is.
Well, all right. So there are a couple of things I would like to do, Catherine. Number one, when I put you back on hold, I want to get your mailing address. Kyle will get your mailing address. And I want to make sure that you and the family get a couple of the beautiful thin blue line bracelets that my friend Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets makes. So I want to make sure that Haley's got those. And I'm going to reach out to Pastor Steve Boots over at Mount Victory Baptist, because our program, you know, once a month I do something called Blue Friday, and we salute a special Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And while Haley is not a law enforcement officer as of yet, she's clearly showing support, and Pastor Boots is an amazing woodworker. I'm going to see if he would be willing to step up to the plate. I'll buy the wood, but I'd like him to make Haley one of these beautiful thin blue line flags that he makes for all of our honorees. Would Haley have...
She'd love it.
She'd have space in her room to display
that?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do right off the bat. And please tell your daughter, who people should read the story, because your daughter just seems to be exactly the student every teacher would want to have. And,
exactly.
You know, the daughter that most moms and dads would want to have. But you tell her, there are plenty of us out here. Myself as a former police officer who appreciate what she's doing already. She's already showing some amazing integrity and courage and bravery. And there's an expression in law enforcement. It says, we've got your six. So we're taking care of her. We're looking out for her. And you let her know there are a lot of us that have her six, okay?
I definitely will.
All right, Catherine, hold on a second. Kyle, please get that information from Catherine so that we can send out some of the thin blue line flags from Emily Morrissey and emiliesbracelets.com. And then I got to put the squeeze on Pastor Steve again. He's such a good guy. And, you know, I don't know if he realized when he first volunteered to make these thin blue line flags. It's got to be, is it a year ago? It's probably a year ago. I don't know if he thought, hey, this Cats guy's got this thin blue line thing going. I'll make one or two, we'll be done. But he has made them for every single one of our honorees. He's never been willing to accept any contribution. I mean, I know it's not free. He's got to buy wood. Wood, the price of wood is going through the roof. So I'm going to see if he might be able to make an extra one for Haley. Because doesn't she sound like an amazing young lady? And the idea that the folks at Metoah Middle School are more concerned that she reached out to her own mother before she said something to the principal. That bugs me. That just rubs me the wrong way. All right, coming up at 4:35, we have U.S. Senator Ted Cruz coming along. Looking forward to catching up with him. Now, you know he's endorsed Glenn Youngkin in Saturday's GOP convention. So we'll talk with him about why he chose Glenn Youngkin over some of the other candidates and what he's seeing in D.C. with all of the ridiculous Biden nonsense that has been coming down the pike. While I've got your attention, can I ask a quick favor? We are in contest season right now in Central Virginia. So Style Weekly, which is, you know, the weekly tabloid, they have a best of Richmond competition, and they ask you to vote for the best radio show. So if you go to Facebook, you look for The Jeff Cat Show, or you look for Radio Cats. I've got a link there. You can just click it, vote for me for best, I think it's what's it called, best local radio show. I'd appreciate that. And then our friends over at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the daily newspaper, the newspaper of record, they have their Best of Richmond competition. And once again this year, they have the Best Afternoon radio show. Last year was the first time they had it. I was honored and humbled to have won it last year. I would like to repeat, but you have to nominate me before the election. So the same thing, go on Facebook, The Jeff Cat Show or Radio Cats, or if you're with me on MeWe or any of those other platforms, I've got the links there so you can nominate Jeff Cats WRVA for the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. Jeff Cats, News Radio WRVA.